Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. So I guess it's safe to say that you can't wait for, I think it's Friday or Saturday. This Friday. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
When Mars gets the fuck up out of Aries.
I can't wait. I've been having so many migraines.
I think it leaves either Friday or Saturday.
I've been having so many migraines, like it's insane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Mars.
I haven't been sleeping right.
Yeah, Mars is entering into Taurus, so it's also safe to say that these last 6 months you really got a good taste of Martian energy, the highs and the lows. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but for me it was different because it felt it was like a controlled aggression inside, like a controlled fire,
like
the fire was burning, but I could control that burn, you know, like the burn wasn't like flames over here, flames over there, you know, like you burn all that shit off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. These last 6 months you intimately got to know Mars.
Oh yeah. It was like I really learned that, like, you gotta control the fire.
being that is your chart ruler, yours too.
Getting to know my Mars in
Aquarius.
Let me ask you again. Has Mars been treating you these last 6 months?
Well, I was about to say, you said 6 months ago. I remember my first podcast with you. Mars was like right on my ascendant, and maybe like right before it.
Really?
And it was like coming up on it, and then I think it went retrograde for a while, right? And now it's back.
How many degrees Aries are you?
25.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So like since then has been like since I've been open to like doing podcasts, and you know me, I was sending you like, oh, we could do this. Here's an idea.
You had your Mars return.
Yeah. Well, it was square my Mars.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. Wait. What's your natal Mars?
Capricorn.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
Yeah. So I just had all that great conjunction on my stellium.
So you can't wait till Friday too.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, like there's been highs and lows, like you're saying, like learning a lot, coming out of my shell more, like embracing the spotlight, I guess. Like for less.
Can you
having
say
having to be okay with who I am?
Can you say you step more into Martian energy, like?
I feel more confident. Yeah.
Like
I don't feel the most confident ever, but like I don't think you guys understand how shy of a person I am. Like I'm really shy. Unless you get to know me, then I can't shut up.
I could kind of see that, and I can also relate. For me, I feel the same exact way that you just said. Like I could be more confident, but I do feel more confident than at the beginning.
And I feel like it really started with your podcast. Like that was me. Yeah. Like I'm gonna quit being shy. Like this sounds like fun. We're gonna talk about my favorite subjects. You know, like get my name out there, and like I don't know. It was just a lot of fun, and like since then, like I keep coming back. Do you want to come back? I'm shy, but yes.
It's
the Gemini moon.
Yeah, my Gemini moon wants to come out. It wants to
talk a lot.
It wants to gossip. Ooh, what do you think about this aspect? What do you think about that? What do you think about this planet? So yeah, I think like the Martian energy coming out is just like, you know, maybe it's not a lot of confidence, but to me it's more confidence than I had before. And like stepping into like I'm an astrologer. Oh, and another thing, like first coming onto your show was like really nervous to talk to you and Claudia the first time. Like maybe they know more than me, or like maybe they are better at it, you know, and like realizing that like, well, we all just kind of have our own thing.
Yeah,
like there's so many different ways to look at astrology, and like we kind of all do our own thing, and like we can just like share ideas and like how, well, I do it this way, oh, I do it that way. And I don't know, like it helped me see that like I am an expert in my field. I'm one of the experts in my field, you know, like let me embrace that more. to like being around you guys, you know?
I absolutely agree.
I believe that you deserve the seat at the table.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You really do. You really do.
And that's why and kept saying, come on, come on.
Thank you. Yeah. You're like, are you going to come back? Are you going to come back? I'm like, well, I don't know. Okay, yes, I'll come back.
And you do. You do sound a lot more confident now, you know? Like, you come a long way. I'm glad that that you decided to take this step and to do it. And I hope that it encourages other people out there that might not feel ready to take that step into doing something that other shy girls
or boys get. You can be like Dee and break through your shyness and just little at a time. Doesn't have to be all at once.
Antisocial social club.
Yeah, introverts unite. Yes.
Well, I got two more things that I wanted to put out there and hurry up because we kind of. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.